From theunce.com, this is the Unce Podcast. Featuring artist interviews, unreleased tracks, and previews of the biggest events in electronic music. Available every week at theunce.com. Hello and welcome to the Unce Podcast. I'm your host, Anand Harsh. My guest on this week's program is John Gallup out of Lawrence, Kansas. Gallup, through his promotional vehicle Cicada Rhythm, has been bringing electronic music to the heart of the plains for more than a decade. All you cats out there who want to get into show promotion, you can take a page from John's book. Let's get right to it.
Well, we started Cicada Rhythm actually in 1991 in Lawrence, Kansas, and started throwing more jam shows. The first show we ever threw was actually Merle Saunders and the Rainforest Band. It used to be the Jerry Garcia Band keyboardist.
Mm-hmm.
And, it really wasn't about electronic music. And then when I moved out to San Francisco, I was there in the 90s, and then I really got into the electronic scene out there, seeing acts like Yano, Garth, and Simon, all those early house acts like Doc Martin, pretty much after Jerry Garcia died. And what I did is I when I moved back to Kansas, I wanted to start throwing those shows and bringing those acts out here. So after I attended my first Burning Man in 1997, I wanted to bring those acts and kind of bring the burner vibe out to the Midwest. And we started throwing electronic music events in 1997 full force in Kansas.
Did you have any organizations that you maybe tried to model yourself after?
Man, there were so many out in San Francisco that we really wanted to be like. I just can't think of all the different crews out of the Bay Area. You know, the Wicked Crew with Yano, Garth, and Simon was one of the groups that we really liked, because we used to go to a show called Community every Wednesday, and just all the different groups out in Northern California, out in San Francisco back in the 90s. We wanted to model that and bring it out to Kansas.
Okay, so why Kansas? I mean, it's not necessarily been known as a hotbed of new and interesting music. What is the sort of pull that Kansas has, not only on you, but also the group that you work together with?
Well, I went to the University of Kansas. So I went to school out here, and I was from Southern California, Huntington Beach. And when I went to college out here, I really liked Lawrence, Kansas as a town. It was a great community, kind of like Berkeley of the Midwest, a very, very modern, hip town. And then when I moved back out to the Bay Area, I really enjoyed it out there, but I had so many friends out in Kansas, so many friends out in Lawrence, that I wanted to move back. And we're about 30 miles away from Kansas City. So Kansas City was always pretty much a house town because of Chicago being so close. And most of when I moved back here, it was all house music because of St. Louis was pretty much house. And anything close to Chicago, that's what you're going to get. It's going to be dominated by house primarily. So when I came back out here, I just wanted to throw those events, and I was going to move back out here anyway. I had so many friends in the region that when I came back out, I just wanted to keep throwing the events that we threw out, that I saw out in California. And we wanted to bring, and especially Burning Man was a big influence on me too. Attending my first Burning Man in 97, and shortly after I came back here, me and a few friends, we started the Midwest Regional Burn out by Columbia, Missouri, and I started throwing a regional camp out there, and now we've been doing that for 7 years, and it's the first weekend in May called Interfuse. And I'm not the organizer of that event, but I'm a participant, and I've been there from the beginning. And we do 1,000 people every year at Interfuse without any ticket, any advertisement, and it's a 3-day camp out.
What is the sort of aesthetic that you're trying to capture with your with your Interfuse events and with the other events that you're trying to throw? What is it about Burning Man that really captures your imagination and really inspires you to throw these types of shows?
Well, I really like the idea of community and everyone coming together and being a part of one thing and dressing up and being crazy and, you know, kind of like the rave scene, but a little bit different than that, you know, like kind of a mature rave scene.
We'll be right back. Bad hell.
Crack and Smack with I Ain't Gonna Take It No More. They'll be at Wakarusa this summer on a stage run by my guest, John Gallup of Cicada Rhythm.
So you've partnered up with Wakarusa this year. This is a big coup for you and your organization. How did that come about?
Well, in 2006, we partnered with Wakarusa for our first event. And, it was primarily a jam band festival. And we didn't really know what we were going to get into with Wakarusa, but since it was the local festival in Lawrence, Kansas, that's where Wakarusa started out, was in Lawrence, Kansas. Now it's in Ozark, Avalon, Ozark, Arkansas, which is about 6 hours away from Lawrence, Kansas. But Wakarusa started right here in Lawrence, and it was just a jam band festival. And we got together with the promoters and said, look, we want to bring electronic music out to your event. And they were kind of standoffish about it at that point because, you know, like I said, just straight music. And we went through that period of, you know, we like jam bands and your electronic music. We don't know if these two crowds are going to mesh. So the first year we did our stage out there, we pretty much went out and raised the money from local sponsors. Actually, for the first 2 years that we did the stage, we raised the money from local sponsors, and Wakarusa helped us out. They took care of a tent and some generators. But other than that, we went out of our way to, you know, we got everything else. And it was a real struggle at first because people really didn't like what we were doing. A lot of the festival goers were really down on it. And I remember one year, the first year, when we had the guys from String Cheese actually have a go-kart during their set. They had one of the production managers come and tell us to turn our stage down. It was pretty interesting. And a lot of people, I mean, they kind of liked it. There was those people dancing, but again, really did not like what we were doing. But Wakarusa really, really liked what we were doing. And the next year we came back, and that was the year they gave us a little bit more leeway. We went out in the community, and we raised about $20,000 in local sponsors. And then we brought out Bass Nectar. And we were one of the first festivals that wasn't a mainstream rave festival or a Burning Man event or a Burning Man organized event, that we brought out Bass Nectar to the Midwest. And it was such a hit. People loved it. We brought out Bass Nectar. We brought out Kenny Larkin. We brought out JJ. We brought out Motion for Alliance. A lot of really good groups. And people dug it, but it was still one of those things that I didn't know if people really got yet. And you know, it was really mixed feedback. Some of the hippies hated it on every level, and some of the hippies just really loved it. And I came from the Dead scene. I went to over 200 Grateful Dead concerts. Loved the Dead, loved Fish, but I also loved electronic music too. I always loved electronic music, and it was always a divide between the people that liked electronic music and the people that didn't. And over the last 5-6 years, those two scenes have come together completely. And you know, with Soundtribe Sector 9 and all these different what I call jamtronic acts coming together on the scene, really opened people's eyes to liking something more than just straightforward 100% acoustic or 100% jam or rock and roll.
Okay, and so Wakarusa has sort of year by year, I guess, given you more and more support, and you've grown. And so now, what are you looking at? What can fans expect from Cicada Rhythm's outpost at Wakarusa?
Well, we're doing two stages this year. This was the last year we did the outpost stage, which our biggest venture at Wakarusa, and they really got behind Brent Mosman, the the main organizer, the owner, the conceptual person of the festival. He really stood behind what we were doing. I have to give it up to him for doing that, because he could have shut us down any time and said, "Look, we don't want to go with this, or we don't want to go this way with our festival, because maybe our people aren't going to like it." But he really started standing behind what we were doing. And last year gave us a really big budget to bring in LCD sound system and the Egg and you know, Iodo and all those different acts. And it was a great year. We brought in Chuck Love, which was we were really excited about, who I feel is one of the best house artists in America. I don't really like to say DJ, because if anyone's really ever seen Chuck Love on Ohm Records, he's more than a DJ, because he plays so many live instruments while he plays. But, you know, Wakarusa stood behind what we were doing. And this year, when we came together to organize the lineup, we decided to do two stages. So we're doing the Outpost stage and the Satellite stage. And we didn't want to be just like every other festival in America that's either a Burning Man festival or just a straight up electronic music festival, like Lightning in the Bottle and Sonic Bloom and some of these other festivals, Shambhala, around the United States. Some of them focus on, you know, maybe a certain type of music that you're going to get when you go there. You're going to see a lot of dubstep, or maybe it'll be overtly organic music that's popular these days. We wanted to do something a little bit different and still bring in the house music and still bring in some techno and some, you know, a little bit of progressive music and you know, do a little bit of everything, and not just be a one-trick pony per se as a festival, although there's so many other great festivals that are doing things around the United States when it comes to merging the group, like Camp Bisco out on the East Coast. But we wanted to be a festival that you could go and see jam bands, you could see all kinds of music, you know, you might... One of our big bookings this year we felt was great was Dub Tribe Sound Systems. So we wanted to bring out stuff like Dub Tribe and Mark Farina, but also still keep it cool and bring out Sunrise Sets by Mimosa, Tipper, and Blue Tech. So you get a little bit of everything.
Probability Tree from Blue Tech. He'll be appearing at the Satellite stage at this summer's Interstellar Meltdown Festival within a festival at Wakarusa.
You also do promoting on a smaller scale, correct? You throw maybe smaller shows that aren't these big festival-type scenes. Am I getting that correct?
Yeah, yes, we do. We've been doing that since strong, you know, pretty good since 97. We brought out a lot of the... acid techno back in the 90s. We were a hotbed in the Midwest, which was, it's kind of weird that Lawrence, Kansas became that. Chris Liberator and all those acts out of London that were really big on the acid techno scene, Chris Liberator, DDR, Geezer, we broke Rolling the Bastard in the United States, a lot of those groups. We felt, it was really, really where we built a strong relationship up with those acid techno groups, and they kept coming over, and it was weird that every month or every other month we were doing Cicada Rhythm was helping book tours for these acid techno acts all across the United States. And in the 90s, we had booked a Punk Floyd tour, which was Chris Liberator, DDR, and Geezer, and did a whole U.S. tour. And you know, we got the write-ups from a lot of magazines around the United States. They were just surprised that Lawrence, Kansas or actually the Midwest was becoming this hotbed for bringing a lot of these acid techno acts. And most, when we started out, we were pretty much just techno, which is strange that coming out of San Francisco and living out there for a little while, that we would do more house acts, but it became that Cicada Rhythm was a techno, we were a techno crew. If you know, bringing in all kinds of techno from all over the United States, so, and all over the world. And lately we've been doing a lot of more organic music with stuff like bringing out a lot of the San Francisco acts like Smoove and Ding Dong from the Brass Tacks crew. And God, who else are we bringing out? It seems like so many. Numa Trio, and I have Spungle on 420 coming out this coming Tuesday. But over the last, since 97, you name them in the electronic world, Cicada Rhythms, we've had them come in either Kansas or Lawrence. Walking down the street one day, Babylon tried to harness me, suss me out, they wanted to capture me. Why you wanna act this way? Why you wanna try and color me? Telling me, hey Dread, you better get away. Choose the battle wise, you know the sword is sharp. Don't be a bully, cause I don't want to pull it. Choose the battle wise. You know the sword is sharp, don't be a bully, cause I might have to pull it, yeah, yeah. And you know that's true.
Mighty Dub Killers with Wisely right here on the UNS podcast. Let's wrap up my interview with John Gallup of Cicada Rhythm.
For all the people out there that may want to get into the field, what are some of the pitfalls of being a promoter? What's something that you would have liked someone to tell you when you were first starting out, when you were first trying to throw these shows? I mean, any advice that you can give to someone who would maybe want to get into show promotion?
Well, man, I would say it's a tough road. It really is. I wish I would have known. I feel like I needed a 12-step program. I think a promoter is kind of like an alcoholic in a way, or a drug addict in a way, you know, where you just get, sometimes when I was younger, you'd get so caught up in the show and throwing the next show that I almost felt like I needed a 12-step promoter program. It really was like that. But, you know, I would think, you know, take it slow, find out the kind of acts that you really want to do and bring them to your town. There's always going to be another promoter that lives in your region or your town that's going to probably act like he's the big promoter and make it seem like you can't bring a certain act. But if you like a certain kind of music, you know, you can go out and get a place, rent a venue, and throw an event and get your friends to come out. It's really never been easier because music is out there and so many people are putting out good music right now. It's amazing that I just keep hearing better music and better talent and everyone's getting better at it. So as a young promoter, I think you could just go out there and get your friends and bring in an artist that you want to hear and you can start out and you can do it and don't ever be afraid to throw events. And because, especially in the electronic music scene, I believe a scene is stronger when more people throw events. Kansas was riddled at one point by a lot of promotion crews that really hated each other, and it got really bad, and that's what happened to the scene out in the Midwest, is it almost killed itself. But if you have more crews and people doing things, then it's better for everyone, because people just want to have a good time. So if you can provide that for people and bring good music, and it's always about the music first, it's never about anything but the quality of the music you bring out.
Perfect. Well, John Gallup, thank you so much for being on the UNS podcast.
Thank you very much. I hope I did a good job with that.
John, you did a great job, buddy. I'd like to thank John Gallup of Cicada Rhythm for being on the show and providing some lovely tracks for us. You can learn about big Cicada Rhythm shows, including Interstellar Meltdown at Wakarusa, by visiting theunts.com. On next week's show, my guest is Dhruva Ganeshan of Subswara. This live dubstep and electronica act out of Brooklyn is one of the many acts featured at Interstellar Meltdown this summer. If you have any questions or comments about the UNS, or you'd like to be a guest on the program, remember to contact me at anand@theunts.com. And check out theunts.com for news, artist profiles, and tour dates from across the electronic music spectrum. And if you are a promoter and you want to partner up with the UNS, reach out to Avi@theunts.com. That's AVI@theunts.com. Catch you next week.